Santo Dios, Santo fuerte, Santo inmortal, ten piedad.
3rd of March 2020, Answering Questions, Part 3. The question, coming from China, was further asked, what is the difference between Catholic and Orthodox doctrine regarding heaven and hell? First of all, it should be noted that in the Orthodox Church, to my knowledge, there is no binding catechism for all believers. The Orthodox Church consists, as it is well known, as different national churches, so there may be a slight difference within Orthodoxy in the answer to this question, but it will be hardly significant. Purgatory, that is to say the place of purification, also belongs to this complex of questions of heaven and hell, and this is a doctrine that is well established in the Catholic Church, but not taught in Orthodoxy. This shows that in the Orthodox teaching there is no possibility of attaining final purification after death. Instead, after the return of Christ, all people would see Christ in his uncreated light as a consuming fire and radiant light, which means for some the resurrection to life, and for others the resurrection to judgment and fire. Each one will receive what he deserves according to his conditions. Rejected is the idea that heaven and hell are simply reward and condemnation. Heaven and hell is therefore the way each one experiences the sight of Christ according to the condition of his heart. According to Orthodox teaching, heaven or hell are an uncreated reality. They are to be understood as different states and therefore not as two different places. Even the damned would see God as a consuming fire, but not in an enlightened state. Hell would thus be the state of a person who refused to cooperate with the divine grace, and therefore would not reach the enlightened vision of God and unconditional love. The damned are thus those who have an hardened heart, who have done evil. The condition of man, pure or impure, repentant or not repentant, therefore will fix how he receives God's light as heaven or hell. The Catholic doctrine agrees on essential points, but it does not only speak of a state, but also of a place, maybe a spiritual place, in relation to heaven and hell. The worst torment of hell, according to the Catholics, is the eternal separation from God. Man excludes himself from God with a free decision by remaining unconverted in mortal sin. Thus, it is not God who imposes a punishment from outside, but hell is the final consequence of sin. It is man who rejects God's mercy until the last moment. A real difference between the doctrine of Orthodoxy and that of the Catholic Church, as mentioned in the beginning, is the possibility of purification after death, which is present in Catholic doctrine. This consoling perspective, which, through the grace of God and the prayer of the Church, opens the way for those souls in the purgatory to come to the full contemplation of God who did not fully respond to the love of God during the lifetime. This perspective does not exist in Orthodox teaching. Here, instead, man participates in the enlightened vision of God in different ways, according to the answer he has given to Christ. Originally, I wanted now to finish answering questions. But the spread of the coronavirus and its effects have caused some of our listeners to ask me to express my view on the current crisis. In particular, the question of the Church's action in relation to the reception of the Holy Communion is of particular interest.
Today we listen to the five first verses of chapter 21 of the Revelation of St. John, which tell us about the heavenly Jerusalem, the new heaven and the new earth that are about to come.
Luego vi un cielo nuevo y una tierra nueva, porque el primer cielo y la primera tierra desaparecieron, y el mar no existe ya. Y vi la ciudad santa, la nueva Jerusalén, que bajaba del cielo de junto a Dios, engalanada como una novia ataviada para su esposo. Y oí una fuerte voz que decía desde el trono:
Esta es la morada de Dios con los hombres, pondrá su morada entre ellos, y ellos serán su pueblo, y el Dios con ellos será su Dios, y enjugará toda lágrima de sus ojos, y no habrá ya muerte, ni habrá llanto, ni gritos, ni fatigas, porque el mundo viejo ha pasado.
Dijo el que está sentado en el trono:
Mira que hago un mundo nuevo.
Y añadió:
Escribe, estas son palabras ciertas y verdaderas.